For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Drew Wynn was busy, starting a cold brew coffee business in Charleston. And like many new small business owners, the 31-year-old did much of the work himself, including resurfacing the floor of a walk-in refrigerator. That's what he was doing last October when his brother Clayton got a call.
He was panicked. He was just repeating, screaming over and over, "He's gone, he's gone."
Drew's business partner found him on the floor. Clayton and Drew's other older brother, Brian, were confused. What had happened? They now say exposure to the vapors from a chemical called methylene chloride was the cause. It's often found in paint strippers, like the one Drew was using when he died.
We still are shocked that the product is still for sale right now and that he died from something called Goof Off.
The brothers say he bought it at a local home improvement store. They were stunned to learn of other deaths, reportedly from the same chemical. The Environmental Defense Fund says there have been 50 deaths since 1980. What's more, the Environmental Protection Agency proposed a ban under the Obama administration, calling the health risks of methylene chloride unreasonable. The ban would have essentially kept it off store shelves. But under the new administration, the ban has been postponed.
We believe that had that ban gone into place, Drew would still be here today.
The Wynn family is now fighting for the ban. They went to Washington this week, where they met with EPA Chief Scott Pruitt, along with two other mothers who say they have lost sons to the chemical since that proposed ban. Congressman Frank Pallone questioned Pruitt about the issue last month. The audio is from C-SPAN.
Were you or others at EPA aware of Drew Wynn's death when the agency abandoned the ban of this deadly chemical, yes or no? Were you aware of his death?
I think it's important, Congressman, to know that we have a proposed ban in place that is being considered.
Well, obviously, you're not
going
to admit whether you know about Drew's death.
We reached out to the EPA to find out when the process on the proposed ban, as Pruitt mentioned, will be finished. We have not heard back. We also have not heard back from the manufacturer of Goof Off and similar products. There are warnings, however, on their back labels. We did speak with a Pennsylvania family who sued the company nearly 20 years ago.
What is this going to take for this chemical to be removed?
Judy and husband Wayne Steiner say their 30-year-old son Brian had a heart attack after refinishing a car with methylene chloride paint stripper. Initially, he survived, but continued to have heart problems until he died from another heart attack 5 years later. She says the company settled the lawsuit, although it did not admit any wrongdoing, and they thought the problem had been resolved.
Something has to be done, because this is happening too many places, too many states, too many young lives.
And how many people die from it that you're not aware of?
Yes.
Advocacy groups are not waiting for a ban. They're putting pressure on the stores that carry the products, demonstrating nationwide this week. Annalisa Smith is the president of the Learning Disabilities Association of South Carolina.
Hopefully these actions will have a voice, that the EPA will hear what we're saying.
Senators Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham, as well as Representative Mark Sanford, have sent a letter to the EPA chief calling for action on a chemical that is already banned in Europe. Meantime, the family of Drew Wynn says it's bittersweet to watch his coffee business expand to Atlanta.
He held on to that dream and he was making a reality. It's tragic.
His hard work paid off, but they say a dangerous chemical cost him his life. For more on this story, go to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.